All right, awesome. Welcome everybody.
Yes.
To Bacon Is My Podcast. This is What's Your Bacon in 7 Questions.
Bing,
bing. Yes. Today we have Definitely Maybe.
Yes.
Chicago natives, Chicago-based pop punk band. You can check out the original EP, Better Off Undone. But there's new singles, Are We Having Fun Yet, which has a sweet video you can check out. As well as I Don't Sleep at Night, which is out on all streaming platforms. Check all that stuff out. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey. So good. Thanks for having us.
Nice. Yeah. Well, welcome. What we've done here is we have distilled every question that you could possibly think of to ask someone to get to know who they are. And we threw a bunch of them away, and we ended up with 7.
7.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Depending.
But 7.
Depending.
For sure.
So what these questions will do is they will go spelunking into the nooks and crannies of your English muffin. They will they will find the creamy center of your Oreo. They will mine into the depths.
Right. We're gonna cook you guys down and make it into a very fine sherry sauce.
Mm, yes.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. That was
and
beautiful.
And then we will drizzle you on something.
Yeah,
I don't know what it'll be, but we'll figure it out by the
full-on episode. That's what we could do.
That's right.
Yeah.
You boys speak in poetry.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That's what we do here. That's what we do here.
He's a singer. I'm a singer too,
I was gonna say, what's he's a? He's a singer.
Yeah.
He's a.
But are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
For ready the 7 questions of doom.
Yes.
Of doom.
First off, let's get everybody's name and what you do in the band, just so anybody listening can put if they're not watching and they're just listening on one of the streaming services, they can put a voice to a name.
Cool.
Nice.
My name's Ian Harsh. I play guitar and write a lot of the music, and, you know, the instrument stuff in the tracks that you guys hear.
I'm Courtney, and I'm the singer and the lyricist.
I'm Sawyer. I play bass and mainly produce some of like the original demos and tracks that we do.
Nice.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right.
All right. So if you guys are ready, question number 1. Now if you're like all 3 of us are going to answer on the count of 3. Don't do that cuz it's chaos. Everybody
cool.
Take your time.
Okay.
But don't wait too long. It's a short show.
This is promo.
Yeah. Question number 1. Guys, how many pillows is too many?
Oh. Let's go in the same order.
I have an answer.
I feel like 4 is definitely too many.
I'm gonna say 3.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 3 as well. Anything more than 2.
Who's my man?
2's good. 3's egregious.
3's a crowd.
4 is no way.
Okay.
Okay. Are you guys like head, legs, snuggle? Are you 2 head because of singer reflux? And then pillow on the floor in case you fall. Like what's the setup?
Generally, I'm 1 pillow under my head and that's it. But I used to do the pillow between the legs and that was super comfortable as well.
Yep. Same.
Yep. Same.
Awesome. All right. Question number 2. I'm excited because they are Chicago based. We're in New York, mm-hmm. So
yeah,
we could clash on this for hours if we wanted.
Well,
but actually.
I'm a go-between.
Right.
I'm from Indiana, so I spent a lot of time in Chicago, and then I've lived in New York longer, so.
And I do.
I'm with you guys, but I'm in the room with you.
Right, right.
He can hit me.
He has to live with me.
That's true. True. I guess I see him all the time.
But no. I certainly give it its flowers. But, guys, question number 2 is this. What is the perfect pizza order?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, my probably like desert island pizza would be Detroit style.
Detroit style is pretty sweet.
And I think like I'm gonna keep it simple. Besides the cheese and the sauce and the bread, pepperoni, and if I want to get a little funky, green olives.
Ooh, okay. Nice. All about the salt.
Green olives, huh? That's a mm-hmm. that's out of the box.
All it right. goes with pepperoni really well. If you like pepperoni and you're not scared to try green olives on pizza, just do it now. You're going to love it.
Okay.
It's right. Salty right. slice. I have a very
salty grape, right? Salty here. Grape.
Yeah. For me, I don't eat dairy. I'm one of those girlies. So no cheese for me. But we just played in Detroit for the first time, and I had a vegan supreme pizza from a place called Grandma Bob's. And that was the most flawless vegan slice I've ever had in my life.
Nice.
Sorry to blaspheme on Chicago deep dish, but it's Detroit style.
That's all good. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want to say Detroit style pizza as well.
You're about to get kicked out of the city.
The crust is where it's at for the Detroit style pizza. Like, I like the burnt like cheese at the ends. That's my favorite.
Nice.
Yeah, the burnt cheese around a Detroit style is pretty banging.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's a solid choice. None of them pick Chicago pizza. That's okay. No. Just be like, with the beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
Now,
hot dog girly.
I wouldn't hate on deep dish.
Hot dogs too. Right.
I love pizza in all forms.
That's true.
Yeah.
This was great. This was asking for the best.
So. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And I will say, Courtney, the Daya cheese, they've been doing some pretty solid stuff with cheeses.
Hell yeah.
They actually just reformulated stuff. And it's probably gonna kill me, but it's good.
Did they eliminate the sawdust?
it melts like regular cheese. So.
Yeah, that was the problem. No, yeah, with the first generation of the fake cheese, is that it never melted.
Yeah, yeah, it's just sawdust. It was like packing stuff. Yeah, no, it's melting.
It's like the stuff they sprinkle on vomit in high schools.
I made some pretty sweet nachos with those the other day. Mm. So
let's go
nutritional yeast.
Yeah.
Hey, good.
I've used it on stuff. Like it doesn't taste bad, but it's just they should name it something else.
Yeah, the concept is gross.
Would you enjoy some nutritional yeast? No, I would not. You need to surprise me with that shit. You can't be asking me about that. That can't be an offer. that needs to be a, you know what you liked in this? A little NY. All right.
A little NY.
Question number three, true or false question this time. Cereal is a soup.
True.
False.
True.
Wow.
We've got a house divided.
It's usually how it goes. It's under me.
I mean, is there a reason why it's false?
Since we're divided, defend your choices.
False because it's sweet. And not that a soup can be sweet, but a cereal can't be savory. In my opinion. And it's also served cold, which soups can be either, but cereal cannot be served hot.
Oh, oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
You're not going to put
oatmeal. Oatmeal cereal? It's in a bowl. It's wet.
Oatmeal
is like a hot cereal.
It's technically considered hot cereal. It's hot cereal and cold cereal. I work for Quaker, so this is, you found the right person to talk about your oats with.
There we go.
Well, and like, aren't those, there's a bunch of cereals that aren't sweet, you know, like Puffins or like those, like the wheat
this is so sweet.
Things, the big, the big like building blocks, sweet, right?
Shredded
wheats. Yeah. Wheaties and stuff. Those aren't sweet. Those, I don't know. I wouldn't go so far as call them savory.
Well, like the cereal and the milk is like separate things that come together. Right. Soup is just like the one thing.
I guess that's a good point. Yeah. Like all the ingredients of a soup tend to be cooked together.
Am I converting you in real time to my answer?
Well, in fairness, the only reason that I said true is because I couldn't really think of a good reason to say false.
I gave you a few.
So
something.
Well, we also have a cream-based broth with a wheat, rice, or oat-based noodle.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Served cold.
I ain't never had no oat-based noodle, but I'll take your word for
it. I've seen those oat cereals. I've seen that happen.
Yeah. Might be back to true.
Honey bunches of oats.
Mm.
Right.
Which is delicious.
So good. For
sure. Well, and oatmeal.
So you have had an oat cereal.
Oatmeal is cooked with the milk.
Right.
Or the water.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
We'll never know.
We hold no allegiance.
Oh yeah, we can be swayed either way. It doesn't really matter. if you have a good argument, I'll buy it.
Right, he'll buy that for a dollar.
All right, it's on the internet. It's true.
Exactly. Question number four: gift cards, lame gift idea or great gift idea?
I'm so back and forth on that.
Bad. I would say bad, because they always get lost. And yeah, that would be my answer.
They get lost. We haven't had anybody say that, because that's true. It could be a great gift. You could be excited about it, and then you never find it again.
Do you lose money regularly?
I mean, if it's on a gift card, I put it somewhere.
Huh.
I mean, like, it's always lame, but like, if you're gonna give one, don't give a restaurant gift card. Like, give something with an online store, because like then you can just, you can put the code in and it can sit on a balance somewhere and you'll just use it the next time you shop. But like, yeah, if it's a restaurant gift card that you can only use in person, when am I going to have that with me? I don't have a massive wallet.
Right.
Ah, that's a good point.
Great point.
Also,
it's a great point.
I still have gift cards from like 10 years ago that I've never used, that I know exactly where they are, but they're never with me when I think to go to that place.
Here's my thought. If I'm giving Ian a Christmas gift and I give him $25 cash, he can do with it whatever he wants. But if I put that $25 on a gift card to Guitar Center, that shows that I know what he's interested in and I want him to spend it in a specific place for a specific thing, because he wouldn't do that for himself, hence it being a gift. So I think gift cards show an extra layer of knowledge of the person and can be really strategic. I do think they can be a cop-out, but I think when done well, they're a great gift.
That is
the answer.
That's my thoughts exactly.
That is the answer we always talk about.
Yeah, that's we always bring up musicians too, because it's like,
yep.
I remember when my mom picked out a guitar strap for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would have just rather had a gift card.
That is the best possible example. Like, yeah, if you know somebody has like a hobby, like like I'm getting into
force
coffee
to
more
do
and
it.
Stuff, it's like chances are you're not gonna know what's on the top of my wish list for stuff. Like, so that makes total sense. Like, yeah, that's the
and
most.
And how many grinders can you have?
A lot.
Really?
I think it, well, my answer was it tends to be lame. I don't know about a bad gift, but it tends to be lame. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But if you do know a touring band, like fans, if definitely maybe if they're going on the road or something like that,
and guest cards,
and you want to send them guest cards or something like that,
see,
probably a great gift.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. It can also be a really smart gift if you know somebody's bad with money, so you know that they can only spend it on that thing.
Also a good thing, yeah.
For example?
Somebody with a gambling problem?
Oh, okay.
That escalated.
You go, uh-uh.
Put chips in a $100 gift card down.
Not today.
That'd be amazing. I'd love to see that at a craft table.
Right.
Just like an Amazon gift card.
This is an Amazon Fresh card. He will not be gambling with this.
I still stand by, though, that it is mostly a lame gift, because even if it's a smart gift, the person receiving it is probably not excited that, like, oh, a gas card. That's great.
I don't know. I'd be pretty excited.
I will say I've gotten a gas card before going on tour before, and I was very excited.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my God, that's an extra $50 that we have to do
something else
in this town. Yeah. So definitely send, definitely maybe some gift cards.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 5. What number is Mike thinking of?
Ooh.
3.
No.
47.
No.
101.
Question number 6. What is your go-to jukebox pick?
Mine is all over the place.
Oh, boy. I have too much social anxiety to go to the jukebox at all. My pick would be to not pick.
Try Staying Alive, honestly. I feel like
that's a good one.
Staying Alive?
Yeah, it's just like a classic jukebox.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good one.
Going to be in there, you know?
I feel like if someone looked at me and were judging me just based on my appearance, they would guess that I'd put on Mr. Brightside.
Not a bad choice. You're not going to find, like, that's not everybody in the bar is going to like it, but I don't think anyone's going to hate it.
And everybody's going to know it.
And everyone's going to know it. And everybody, even the ones that don't really like it, are going to be like,
Can't be mad at this.
Coming out of
I'm the guy that, like, you probably shouldn't give the aux cord to, because there's
my
no
man.
It can be all over the place. So what I can't give you is a definitive, like, go to jukebox pick, but what I can give you is what I might put on right now, which would be Drink You Away by Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
All right.
I like that.
Solid choice.
Yeah. JT.
All right.
Well, here we are.
In the Tennessee.
We've made it.
Question number 7.
We have made it to question number 7.
Yes.
The fun part of question 7 is, depending on your answers, you might be eligible for a bonus question.
Uh-oh.
I know. Don't let the pressure get to you.
Okay.
It's gonna be fine, right?
Yeah.
I saw the anxiety wash over just a little bit. It's totally cool. Totally cool. So, how do you guys feel in your heart of hearts, right? The deep down you.
The cockles, if you will.
Yes, the cockles of your, the cut of your jib. Right? The mm-hmm. underneath of your heart piece.
Wow.
How do you guys feel about garden gnomes?
Super cute, kind of creepy.
Super cute, kind of creepy. Okay.
I don't get them at all. I don't understand it.
Well, it's a gnome that people put in the garden.
That is great, though. I appreciate that.
Sawyer?
I don't know. I don't know. There's something spiritual about them for some reason.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We got the full gamut of answers.
So, it gives eclectic old person. Eclectic old person. And I love
eclectic old person vibes.
That's what it gives.
It's that flies into one of our thoughts about the subject. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We have a numbering system for the amount of concern you should have if you're going into a house and you notice garden gnomes. However many you notice is going to dictate your behavior once you go in. One to four gnomes. Probably got some stories. There's uh-huh. someone to talk to. Yeah. There's someone to catch a vibe from. You're like, this person's lived some life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Four to six. Make sure that you know where the exits are. Mm-hmm. Unlock a window, perhaps, when they're not watching.
Yeah.
Just kind of be aware of your surroundings. Get a little bit more. Literally. Get a little bit more Batman at that time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. True.
Seven
and above. Mm-hmm. They represent souls of bodies buried in the basement and in the yard.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's a Gacy porch.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Wow. Yeah. I love that.
Aligned. Mm-hmm.
So always count your gnomes before.
Always count your gnomes.
Yeah.
Right. Beware of the hidden ones. Usually also, if you want to get in that house, there's keys under one of those gnomes.
Right. There you go.
Not that you would ever go into a, if you wanted to help, I don't know. If you wanted to get in that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where
you're stealing from someone.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you guys gave all different answers. Clearly you've hit all the corners.
Yeah, we've gone everywhere we could go. We've gone everywhere we can go.
So you definitely get the bonus question. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you on whose answer you got that credit for, but
one of you got it. Two of you failed. But
we
won't go into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
So question number 8 is a bonus question. It is a multiple choice.
Yes.
And it goes a little something like this. Bacon, is it a topping? Is it a side? Is it a main course?
Main course.
Mm.
Is there not in all of the above?
Do we look like rule followers to you?
Do I have to pick one? No, you don't. I'm going to say all of the...
I'm going side. I'm going side.
Well, one of you moves on.
Once again.
But we're going to tell you
the right answer.
It is all of the above.
It's always all of the above. We live in a world of possibilities, guys. We don't like to put hindrances on anything. I don't want to be a gatekeeper to people's use of bacon.
Mm. We will gatekeeper the use of garden gnomes, though.
Well, we were just counting them. We're just counting them to judge our...
That's fair.
Our level of concern.
Yeah.
Have as many gnomes as you like. I'm going to think you're a murderer if there's
more than seven. Well,
I would feel a lot better if they, like, if you came into seven garden gnomes, but you didn't purchase them. I feel like that's better than, like, you went out of your way to buy seven garden gnomes.
That's probably a good question to ask because they've already got stories. You're already learning a lot. So you could be like, hey, I happen to notice a copious amount of gnomes in your yard. How did you come upon these gnomes? And if they're like, oh, I'm a collector, I buy them everywhere, you're like, all right, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see you. 911's already on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm backing out of the door.
Yeah.
But if they're like, you know what? Everybody gives me these, then I'm like, you have awesome friends.
Yeah.
I like that.
And you keep them, even better. We recommend also to all of our touring band friends, the act of gnoming the other bands on the bill. Hide a little one in a gear bag, on a pedal board.
In the kick drum,
if you can get it.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just somewhere where they'll find it. And you can get little ones that all look the same. So when they get rid of it, you just put another one
another day. Keep on putting it back.
Yeah. And just keep putting it back until they're concerned.
Yeah.
Usually around seven. Yeah. Usually
around seven. Yeah. I used to drive one of my coworkers crazy by hiding sauce packets on their desk.
Oh, I used to do that too. Yeah.
Nice.
I love the spirit of that.
Yes.
That's a good one.
A mustard packet in the ear cup of his headphones, and he didn't realize it until he had gotten all the way home, and he wore his headphones on the train.
That is amazing.
And yeah. He was just like, something's wrong with the left side.
Yeah. Dude. It sounds saucy.
It sounds
sensory that I felt after finding that out.
I like that. I actually, I have a mustard hiding story, which we'll get into on the intro of the full-on show.
Yeah.
But right now,
listeners, you didn't know you'd get some mustard hiding stories, yeah, but that's what's coming.
Exactly.
On the full episode.
So guys, before we head out here, let everybody know where they can find everything definitely maybe.
Well, definitely is a hard word to spell, so no worries there. We have a linktree.com/DMBand. Everything is there. But we are super active on TikTok, Instagram, and then we have a website with merch where we list all of our shows as well. So the best place to hear about shows and buy merch is the website, TikTok, and Instagram. And then we're streaming everywhere. So YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all the big ones, even the little guys like Deezer and places like that. So definitely maybe if you can spell it, you will have a great reward.
Nice.
Nice. It's education. It's important.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out. I Don't Sleep at Night is out now. So is a bunch of other stuff. So check out everything. One final question to you guys. We do call this What's Your Bacon in 7 Questions, but it all comes down to one very important question. And we like to use bacon. We know it can be a topping, side, or main course, right? It can be anything. So we like to use it also as a metaphor for something that improves your life, the way that bacon can improve any plate or any dish that it's on. Ooh. So sometimes it's music for people. Sometimes it's cooking. Sometimes it's going to the movies. What helps you unwind? What helps you kind of decompress? Sometimes for musicians, it's hard for it to be music because it's also what we do, mm-hmm, right? So for you guys, what would you say? What is that thing for you? What's your bacon?
Nintendo. Playing video games.
Nice.
Nice.
Like Switch or like old school, like, you're like rocking Switch. An 8-bit or N64.
Switch for sure. If I could only pick one to play forever, it'd probably be the GameCube, unless I could pick Wii. Ooh, because then you can play both Wii games and GameCube games.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. Gentlemen?
Probably just TV. Honestly, yeah. Just unwinding, watching TV.
Any specific genre? Are you into like documentaries? Are you into total trash TV? Are you
honestly, it always changes. It kind of just depends on the mood. Reality TV is always fun. Just something a little light.
Mindless.
Nice. Yeah.
For me, besides music, because music is definitely like still that for me, and like playing guitar is a big one. But besides that, the channels that I follow on YouTube are big ones. I tend to watch videos of like the hobbies that I'm interested in. And music has taken a lot of like my time and energy. And so there's plenty of other things that I normally like doing that I don't get to. Also just living in the city is another sort of barrier to that. And so like YouTube is the best way that I get to sort of experience that through somebody else. And so that's a really big one for me.
Nice. Well, you'll have to tell us some of those hobbies once we get into the full chat. But everybody that's listening, remember to go check out Definitely Maybe. And remember to ask yourselves every single day, what's that thing for you? What's that thing that makes your day better? What's that thing that helps you get through it? What's that thing that can be your topping, side, or main course in your life?
Mm.
What's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Mm.
That's awesome.